news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Thank you so much, Randy. Thank you so much, Stevie Ray. I appreciate you guys letting me do that. Number for you guys to call in, 706-993-4606. Follow us at Wrestling Call In on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at at the Wrestling Call In Show on Facebook. Finally, send us any email correspondence, twcis999@gmail.com. Last but not least, join us on our website, thewrestlingcallinshow.wiz.com. Randy, Stevie Ray, Big Tom, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, baby. What's going on?
Yeah, what's up, Tom, man? I just clicked the button and I didn't see what number popped up. So it's all good. We got the crew with us tonight. Let's go ahead and jump right into the pay-per-view, Royal Rumble pay-per-view. I want to go ahead and get some predictions. Maybe you guys are thinking something that I haven't thought of yet. I was thinking about it today, and I got a few surprises. That might shock you guys. One I know of for sure that will shock you. But let me roll over to you first, Stevie Ray. You got any surprises for Rumble, or is it pretty much going to be standard for you with Roman Reigns winning?
It's going to stay standard for me right now.
Randy, any thoughts?
Yeah, nobody else pops out at me.
Really?
Me, I think, like, for me, I would love to see whether Dean Ambrose or Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're getting Roman Reigns.
I don't want to see Roman Reigns, damn it. I don't want to see it. Damn. Big Tom, what you thinking, man?
There's so many, after what happened Monday night, there's so many scenarios. I don't know, but for right now, my prediction is this: Brock keeps it, and he waits until Mania to lose it, then your boy's gonna cash in.
Somebody said no. Who said no?
No. I was
to be honest with you.
Go ahead, go ahead, Steve Ray.
Oh, to be honest with you, thank God for YouTube. Because people who don't have cable can catch up.
Right.
And I really needed it.
Right.
And after what I saw on Raw, it looks like Brock is looking like a monster. He looks like a monster, but Seth Rollins keeps getting away with these little men, and it might come down to him outwitting Seth Rollins.
I thought it was so.
That's what I think. Seth Rollins getting killed tomorrow.
See, I'm thinking another way. Since we're talking about the main event, real quick, I'm thinking Brock will retain, but then Seth Rollins catches in and wins the title. But you know what? I'm cool with either way as long as John Cena don't win.
Bro, you know that's going to happen before long anyway.
That's highly unfortunate.
I'm cool anyway.
The only way I would like to see John Cena win, if we get Daniel Bryan and Cena at WrestleMania. That's the only way. They work really good at SummerSlam. I wouldn't mind to see that again.
I'm not there yet.
No, I'm just saying that's the only way I would like to see him win.
Right.
Either or.
Right.
Seth Rollins getting killed tomorrow. That's all I know.
Well, yeah, Seth's going to get his ass spanked because Brock owes him at least two. But for some unknown reason, I think shenanigans is going to happen. And he's going to come out and...
Shenanigans always happens.
True. But I'm talking about some deep, serious shenanigans on this one. And He's going to end up cashing in either tomorrow or he's going to cash in Monday night. One of the two.
Yeah, I'm thinking so, too. I'm thinking so, too. You won't be doing this push for him if you weren't going to cash in soon at some point. All right, let's go over to the rest of the card very, very quickly. The kickoff match. New Day faces Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Adam Rose. I'm about to pull a Tony C. I'm going with New Day.
Yeah, New Day is going to take it, just like they took it on Raw.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that one.
I think I'm going the other way. I really don't care, honestly. unless the New Day just says fuck this and kills them, and they go, you know, like with a mean streak,
right?
Then I will care.
Then let me ask you guys this. I'm kind of skipping ahead of my notes here, but I gotta ask you. So we just talked about Brock. There's some rumors out there saying Brock's gonna do a turn. He's gonna do a
face. Oh yeah,
turn.
Face. No.
Why would he turn face now?
Even though
Seth Rollins is setting up to be the number one heel when he does leave, why is he gonna do it now? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
That don't sign the checks.
Well, if you think about it, he's been a heel since he got here.
Turning face ain't signing the checks.
Yeah, really.
Thank you.
That's what I say.
but yeah, if you think about it, he's been face since he got there. He could be like, you could start seeing new things now. Like, let's say, you see a team-ups and stuff like that, you know?
I'm sorry.
When has Brock ever been a face?
And I'm sorry, too. I cannot see Brock Lesnar on the same team.
It's weird to see, but yeah.
I can't see Brock Lesnar on the same team with John Cena being buddy buddies. I'm sorry, I can't see it.
No, that won't happen.
I forget the 100 slams for the SummerSlam slam fest that you put me through.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry for dropping you on your neck. I'm sorry for that.
So you remember you got a flat 16, huh? Okay. Remember those 16?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the 60 suplexes I put your ass in. Next match, Outlaws versus the Ascension. I thought about this for a second, and as bad as I want to say, the Outlaws just whoop that ass, and they probably will still whoop that ass, but I can see them putting the Ascension over.
You know what? I saw the repeat of Raw at about 20 minutes ago, and I saw that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the Outlaws go do the do and give them the props and do what's right and put them over.
Bad as
unfortunately,
I hate.
They're gonna do that.
I don't think it's right because the Ascension don't deserve shit. They deserve like a TNA contract. That's what they deserve. That's what they deserve. But I'm hoping that ass. Like I hope the new HLO kills them. We'll never see them again. And y'all seen on Facebook, I never liked them.
Yeah.
I never liked them.
Yeah. Real quick, let me head over to the chat room. We got Rant E.M. Ray of Phil Ray in the house from Turnbuckle Throwbacks. What's up, Phil? We got
Phil.
We got Matt E. Legend. We got Tank in the chat. We got Iron in the chat. Big Tony's here. I'm here. So we got a lot going on in the chat room as well. Some of you guys need to join us, though. 706-993-4606. You need to get your ass on the phone and call.
Hollywood, get your ass on the phone. Let's go. Your boys is on Monday. You ain't called in yet. We got a problem there.
Let us know what you are thinking. Let us know what's going on. Because I'd rather hear the spur. The written word is okay. Don't get me wrong. But the spoken word is much more powerful. Natty and Paige versus the Bella Twins. Who cares? I just picked Paige and Natty.
I'm sorry. I like Nikki Bella. I'm going with the Bellas.
I like Nikki too, but she won't lose.
Yeah, I know. I like Nikki too, but Paige will beat like that ass. Sorry.
I don't like Paige, but I like Natty. Don't like Paige, but I would like to see the Bellas win.
See, the reason why I say Paige and Natty going to win, because they're going to get that shot at that Divas Championship.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they're going to get the shot. Isn't that like heel team versus heel team?
Yep. And we gonna talk about Paige. Oh, we got Stretch in the chat too. What's up, Stretch? We're gonna talk about Paige later. Some of her comments that she said earlier. She just
Yeah, she made an ass of herself again.
That and she get it from my mama.
That's not start about saying.
And you guys know I got issue with Saraya Knight. The Usos versus Miz and Mizdow. I got the Usos with Miz and Mizdow breaking up.
I agree. I got it.
The Usos, and yes, especially after what happened on the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't Miz's boy at that time.
Nope, he wasn't. Not at all.
So
I think you're gonna see something weird go down on the tag team, and then on the Royal Rumble, that's where you're gonna get the payoff.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And another thing I want to bring up too that I saw earlier today. Did you guys watch SmackDown when Dolph Ziggler was shooting down CM Punk?
Oh yes, that was beautiful. Dolph, he cut that. Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, he got him good. He got him good.
he said something like, "I'd rather like come to work and take like get all the blame for whatever, than be at home
complaining
and crying or like complaining on a podcast."
Complaining on the podcast. And that's so true, because that's the whole thing that CM Punk did on that podcast: complain. There's a few relevant pieces of information that he brought out, but for the most part, he was just complaining about everything. So, I know one thing though. The only thing that made me mad about that he had CM Punk's look when he said it the whole time through. Can you please give CM Punk his look back, please? Can you just give CM Punk his look back, please? If you don't talk about the man, don't take his look, please. Brock Lesnar, John Cena versus Seth Rollins. I already said Brock retains. I think Seth Rollins is gonna cash in and get the title. And the Royal Rumble match itself. I hate Roman, but don't hate Roman Reigns, but he ain't ready. So I won't have Roman Reigns winning. I have Daniel Bryan winning. Randy, you pick Roman Reigns, right?
No. I would like for Dean Ambrose or Daniel Bryan, but I think we're going to get Mr. Roman Reigns.
Don't want to. I don't want to pick it. I can't pick it. Vince has the history of going with his top guy that he started with, no matter what is thought about him or her.
He's not ready.
But Vince has always stuck by his guy, man. Look through history. He's always stuck by his guy. If you felt that guy was going to make it, that guy was going to hit, he stuck by him. I don't want to, because I picked Daniel Bryan, I'm not going to pick Roman Reigns, but it would not shock me if Roman Reigns won. Stevie Ray, you sticking with Roman Reigns, right?
Yep.
And Big Tone, you sticking with, you going with Roman Reigns as well? Or you going with Daniel Bryan?
Hell no, I don't want Roman Reigns to win. He ain't ready, like everybody's saying. He ain't ready yet.
He ain't ready.
So right now, I'm going to have to, I can't stand his little funky ass, but I got to say it. I think the Garden Gnome's going to pull out his ass.
They are gonna be
the last two. Or
Roman Reigns.
I think your boy, I hate to say it, but I think your boy's gonna sneak his ass in there and he gonna RKO everybody out of their fucking socks.
I think Randy's
gonna come out of nowhere, so I fucking focus up.
I was just about to say that you're gonna see Randy Orton come out the rafters or something from somewhere. And not gonna kick everybody's ass, so
taking everybody's persona.
Yeah.
But the thing is with that, if he does that and Seth wins the title, I see him coming after Seth quickly.
Yeah.
But what do y'all think is going to close down the show? Because they've done that before. The Royal Rumble or the main event or the Triple Threat?
I think the Triple Threat will close out the show.
Most likely the Triple Threat will close out the show, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think it would. Just looking at the card and everything that you see, on a scale of 1 to 10, how you think this is going to end up right now?
You mean like a rating?
Yeah.
For the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, you know,
I don't know. I love Royal Rumbles. Like, I love them. I'll give that an 8 for some reason. I don't know. I love Royal Rumbles no matter what.
It all depends what happened on Monday. What happened Monday night, and possibility of Sting being there.
Yeah,
possible. I doubt it very seriously. I don't think we're gonna see him until Mania.
Yep, me
but
too.
It's the way it was going Monday night. He might just show his face. He might pop up at the Rumble tomorrow night. It might just boost the ratings a little bit.
Yeah, it might.
Not much, but just a little bit.
I mean, he is trying to get closer and closer to that ring.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So true. So true. Best of the week in WWE, at least for me anyway, three of the best things that happened this week. Of course, we saw Sting. Second best thing, NXT tournament. Third best thing, Royal Rumble qualifying matches. The worst main event ends up getting canceled due to geotagging issues in the UK. I hate the fact that you take that whole show off online or what have you. And two, there's just been no effort or energy in the tag team title picture. No effort, no energy at all. So that was worse for me. It's also being reported that Goldust will retire after Mania 31. I hope that's not true. But I can see it.
Who gonna retire?
Goldust.
Yeah.
Goldust.
Yeah, he said he's gonna start working behind the scenes as an agent.
Right.
He was already working as an agent before he started running. Before he made his in-ring return.
The second run.
He was doing agent stuff back then. He just wants to do it full time now. I guess his body's like.
He just
okay,
needs to put up. He needs to put over his brother a big weight before he leaves. There you.
That's it. That's what he. But everybody still wants that match against him and his brother.
But we're not going to get it because Vince is a little bitch.
Yeah.
I agree.
Golden Stardust is making too much money. The freakiness is getting going way too well.
Swax.
Yeah.
Let me say real quick. Swax is in the chat room. What's up, Swax? Matt E. Legend says, Goldust, Henry, Kane, and Big Show should all retire from the ring. What'd you guys think about that Big Show segment when he knocked out Ric Flair on Raw?
That was hilarious. That was hilarious. Ric Flair is crazy. Like,
he took that like a man.
He's seen now. This guy is crazy.
Who, Flair? Everybody knows Flair's a little off in his head. Come on now.
The way Show
came in there, he sold that like $1 million.
He did his little dance, went to the ropes, and back took that punch like no one before. That's
like
perfect.
A champ.
No, man.
Yeah.
The thing that pissed me off.
I know what you're going to say.
Hogan just stood there.
Exactly. Then you stood there and looked like, I ain't not me.
You ain't doing this.
I don't know nothing about that.
Hogan looked like a bitch. I said it.
I'm dumb and blind.
Hogan looked like a bitch.
He did, man.
Period.
He did. You could even Shawn Michaels just stood there like a little bitch.
Shawn Michaels looking to the other side like, I didn't shoot shit.
I ain't do shit. I ain't do nothing. I ain't get involved.
You know Shawn Michaels ain't gonna say that. You know that.
He said, I ain't snitching. I ain't looking. I ain't seen nothing.
Heck yeah. Swax, line number four. How you doing, man?
Well, I wish I could do better.
Let me tell you what you can do better.
Because right now I'm still pissed off since October that I'm unable to go to the Royal Rumble tomorrow.
Oh, sorry about that, dude.
I mean, every hour that goes closer to the Royal Rumble, I start getting more pissed off that I'm not going to be at this event that's in my city.
Let's put it like this, son. You need to get your money set up a year ahead of time.
Right.
Like your man is. Your man,
come on down.
Your man is getting his shit together now.
Well, they said the Royal Rumble was supposed to come here in January, and I was back in October, and my money was already spoken for, and I couldn't spend one dime more of my money to get a ticket.
Mm.
I'm not asking.
The WWE just blindsided me. I said, oh, shit.
I ain't asking my wife for shit.
That's just too funny.
WWE gave him a quick jab. Pop.
That's just too funny. The blindsided me for shit. What? 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 Really? I also want to, I just got to let Phil know. Phil, man, I had a great time with Turbo Throwbacks the other night. Talking about
That was fun.
Oh my God, I had so much fun. And
I got to get that download.
Oh, you got to get it, man. He talked about Taz and some of those great matches that Taz had, man. He was a short motherfucker, but Taz could go.
Only one he did forget is about him and Bam Bam at Asbury Park. That was a match.
Mm.
One when they went through the ring?
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this, and I know I'm going to be rhetorical when I say it, and I know the way of a lot of people going to go, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Taz versus Daniel Bryan.
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
Taz versus Daniel Bryan?
Yep. Taz versus Daniel Bryan.
That would be a good match. It could be any match.
Yeah.
You know what I would always love to see? And it was Kurt Angle on his before his cracked up days versus Daniel Bryan.
I think you did say cracked up days. <That's> Oh, God, that was so wrong. But I would love to see Taz versus Daniel. But it had to be not TNA Taz. It had to be ECW Taz.
ECW Taz.
Don't be that damn lame motherfucking TNA Taz.
Well, you know, you have to look at this. The ECW Taz went against Triple H in the WWE and lost. So,
hey, that was storyline. Yeah. That was storyline.
That was storyline.
Yeah, this will see what happened is Taz was the last ever ECW champion before he was out. And
he was not the last real ECW champion. No, he was not. Rhino was the very last one. Get your shit straight, boy.
Officially the last one. Beat
for the championship, but at that time, the WWE bought out ECW, but ECW was still on TNN at the time.
Before they rebranded it, Rhino was the very last ECW world champion because he had that and the TV title at the same time.
Exactly.
I know the hell I'm talking about. I got it on tape because I was watching it earlier today.
And then,
I saw on Raw one time that Taz came out with the ECW title.
Tommy Dreamer took it from him because he was in WWE and they took it from Mike Awesome first. Mm-hmm. Of course. Next, your point is what?
And then he was facing Triple H, who was a WWE champion at the time.
Yeah, when they was on SmackDown for the first time. And your point is what? He just got it back from Mike Awesome. Your point is what?
So,
He had to do the job so he can give it to, he can go the next night down to ECW and pass it to Tommy Dreamer. Your point is what?
Damn the cone shit.
He got him.
Goddamn.
He got him like a pro.
One of the last champions.
He wasn't
the last champion, but he was the last like two or three champions.
Last two or three? Oops. What?
Hey. The last
ECW
champion was Big Zeke.
Don't you dare bring Ezekiel Jackson up.
Don't you bring that up.
Don't you bring that piece of trash up. Ooh.
Now, that was the last WWE CW.
We ain't talking about the offshoot. We're talking about the real ECW.
I was just joking around.
We ain't talking about ECW version 2. That ECW would never compare to version 1, man. Nowhere near it.
I don't even consider that ECW. That was something else.
He got something else.
That was like the WWE
farm system or something, you know.
That's exactly what it was.
ECW champion, like, no, he wasn't.
That was like a better version of FCW.
That was training. It was training. And that was Christian's punishment for going to TNA.
Real quick, let me head on back to the chat. So, what's up, the Cash Cow? Cash Cow's in the chat. Got Miss Destiny in the chat. Iron is still with us as well. I thought I saw nobody. I might be wrong. Maybe my eyes are playing tricks on me. I don't know. But I know Cash Cow's here. So Cash Cow, what's up? Welcome. It's Destiny. What's up? Welcome. I appreciate you guys being here tonight. next topic I'm gonna do is gonna be a little foolishness with it. Did you guys see what Booker T did at McDonald's this week?
I think that's bullshit. That's right. No. Him doing the scissor kick. Wait. This is what fucks me up. Him doing the scissor kick in a McDonald's where somebody got a gun. Are you stupid? There's no way. Come on now. A scissor kick, then do a spinneroonie in the middle of the floor. Right. You believe that? I got a bridge to sell you to go from here to England to Scotland and back through Texas twice.
Oh, you talking about the McDonald's story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I heard that was fake.
I didn't hear that. That part I didn't hear.
Yeah, if you read the article, you can tell it's made up. Because number one, why in the hell would his childhood and his kids be eating inside the McDonald's and somebody walk in there and everybody knows who Booker T is? Come on now.
Yeah. You know, well, the funny thing is that he screamed out, "Can you do it?"
Exactly.
Come on, like, who
that don't make
do
no
that?
Damn sense. That don't make no damn sense.
But the
robbers was like, "Yo, what the fuck is this guy like?"
But when he came,
they gonna think he sitting there do that shit. They gonna think this motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? This motherfucker crazy. Somebody call 911. Get this dude out of here. Come on now.
Tank called him back.
Like, this man think he Booker T.
Tank called him back. Tank called him
so
back.
So he went into a McDonald's and he did the scissor kick.
Yep.
That's right. It wasn't the scissor kick. It was the
somebody got to show me some videotape.
I want to see that. And the only thing that made it seem legitimate to me was the fact authorities seemed to corroborate the whole thing.
I need some videotape on that.
Me too. Just because they say it, no, I don't believe that. No. Can you dig it? Come on now.
No. You know what's funny? I'm reading it. And then when I see that he screamed out, "Can you dig it, sucker?" And then he kicked the shit out of him. I'm like, no, get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. That's some bullshit.
Tank called him Bat Booker. Oh man. Apparently Booker just came from coming to America screaming. That's what made you. Oh yeah.
Well, Booker T's no joke though.
Yeah, ain't no joke. He'll fight you. Like,
He'll
fight you for real.
Yeah,
he'll fight you for real.
Yeah, this guy, he's no joke.
He beat the hell out of Batista. Pastor Sadell, what's up? And I think that's the only reason. I'm not trying to disrespect Booker T, don't get me wrong, but I think that's the main reason why he got that title, because of what he took up for the business. And after he took up for the business, it's kind of funny they put the strap on him. Right after that fight happened, they put the strap on Booker. So call me crazy, but again, never know. Damn.
If anything, they should have put the title on Joshi Tatsu for whooping Shin's ass.
Damn, Cash Cow. Ron McDonald, we coming for you. I ain't gonna go no
further. Yeah, I saw that too. That's what I'm laughing about.
I ain't going no further.
Cash does it again.
Oh my god. Hogan picked Daniel Bryan to win the Royal Rumble. I thought that was kind of funny that he picked Daniel Bryan to win the Rumble.
Because Cena's in the triple threat match.
Yeah. Let me say what's up to Pastor Sadell in the chat. Pastor Sadell, what's going on, Pastor Sadell? Good to have you here, my friend. What I tell about Dolph Ziggler? Stone Cold Steve Austin says WWE needs to stop scripting Roman Reigns' promos. He needs a little more experience in the ring. Learn how to grab a body part. That's just so disrespectful. Needs to have a better work rate. He's lacking an offensive arsenal and salesmanship. I'm sorry, that's a worse critique of somebody than what they did to Robert Griffin III. You're a wrestler, and someone has to tell you to learn to grab a body part.
Oh, look, shit.
That's Alpha Seeker. I think that's either Alpha's son, his nephew or something. Mm-hmm. And he's been in the family. He should already know this.
Exactly.
But he just needs more serious.
Right.
What Roman Reigns needs to do is be like like Brock Lesnar. Just don't talk. Whoop ass, don't talk.
Oh,
he
God.
He needs to go ahead and be like Rusev. Get you a nice little side piece.
And let her do all the talking for you.
And let her do all the talking.
Yep.
Speaking of...
I'm sorry, I can't take that shit serious. That whole gimmick.
Yeah,
and Rusev and Lana, I can't take that serious. I can't wait till they get his ass whooped.
Look, you don't like Nikita Koloff version 2? You don't like Nikita?
No. That's... Oh, man. I don't have to watch boys right there. I don't like that.
See, that's how they build Rusev up. They let him be so generic as a heel. This guy could be so hated. He could be like the Jeff show of 2005 where everybody threw trash at him. I mean, this is how they build a heel up. They make him so generic, so watered down, and that's why the WWE does not know how to build somebody up.
Matt E. Legend just said in the back, you are so wrong for this. The Booker stopped a robber to try to get back in Wendy's good graces. That's just wrong. Man, that's just wrong. Alright.
I got a McDonald's game like coupons and shit.
Don't give me coupons. Give me some fresh fries.
give him coupons. Let's get certificates, man. Come on now.
Now, every time he goes to McDonald's, he get a free Frosty for every meal.
he got a set of twins. They better double up.
You ain't lying, for real. For real. What do you guys think about Triple H breaking kayfabe? He made a kid cry. He made a kid upset. Broke kayfabe to make him feel better. Even took the kid and the dad backstage.
Hey.
What do you think about that?
Hey, I have no problem with that. If that kid was like, that kid could be special. We don't know if that kid was special.
Exactly.
Like
that. So true.
Exactly. Some people are talking like, oh, that's stupid. What are you doing, kid? Like, you don't know what's wrong with the kid. Like, exactly. Come on, man. Exactly. I got a daughter myself. And, you know, if let's say, you tell me if you had kids, you wouldn't like that, the same thing goes for her.
Right.
Exactly. I didn't think nothing was wrong with that. And it wasn't on camera. They didn't put it on TV.
Nope.
So, you know.
Somebody just snapped a picture of it.
Yep.
Exactly.
And then
it's not like they put it on Raw, so people are like, oh, they broke kayfabe. No, man.
And then
no big deal.
And then the media just followed up with it. Yeah, I thought it was cool, too. I didn't have a problem with it at all.
It was pretty damn sweet.
Yeah.
The man has kids himself. He has three daughters himself.
Yep.
Yeah, and they also, they got a picture with Stephanie. Stephanie, like,
Stephanie went over there too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good.
All good to me too. You guys been watching Lucha Underground?
Nope.
Not really. Yes, I saw a couple episodes. I saw one yesterday with, as a matter of fact, earlier today with Vampiro talking to some dude named Cage, and he's a monster. I can't front.
Yeah, there's a few reasons why I like Lucha Underground. Several reasons why I thought it's better than WWE. Lucha Underground, they use their stars better to put over talent. The main reason why I like Lucha Underground, because it's just a one-hour show.
I heard that Alberto Del Rio and Rey Mysterio is going there.
Alberto's guaranteed. Rey, we got to wait and see what Rey does with WWE. They're going to let him out or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, from
no, so
with
that, even
with that sissy punk Conan, with that sissy punk Conan's talking about, yeah, it's gonna happen. I hate Conan. I hate Conan.
What makes him a punk?
We from the same spot. I can't stand him. He's a punk. He's a straight bitch. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you. I can sit here. I met the man. He's a bitch.
I don't know anybody that likes Conan. Even when he was in WCW, I don't know anybody that likes Conan. No,
I like Conan.
I like one move. I like that little rolling clothesline he did. But other than that, no.
I feel bad about his bad health. He was such a great character in TNA, and then he got, you know, his health got real bad, and you know, but he was never the same.
Look, coming from me, I'm Latino.
Mm-hmm.
That mother, he made us look bad. I'm sorry. Never like Conan. So you can say whatever you want. Conan, he make does look bad. So I don't really talk about the way he spoke. The way he no. I don't think so.
Another thing I like about Lucha Underground, the crowd is so passionate when those guys are out there, man. I mean, oh my God,
they're into it.
I mean, like
they're really into it.
I mean, the WWE crowd, you know, you gotta work a WWE crowd to get some passion out of them. But these guys, Lucha Underground, man, they're just like bam.
From the bits that I've seen, it looks like you're watching a movie, not a wrestling show. You understand?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Yeah,
like it's a movie. You're watching a movie, not a wrestling show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool about it.
Pastor Dill says you don't like when Conan gets rowdy, rowdy, and bout it, bout it.
Exactly. You hear this shit? Like who?
Oh yeah, John Cena did do that, Pastor.
Oh God, I
did. Yes, John Cena almost took off a kid's head. Celebrating.
I remember that.
He took them out.
I mean, he put those big strong muscles around old boy's neck.
They put that
and
on
you thought it was over.
They put that on YouTube.
No, his head disappeared.
They put that on Facebook too. They put that on Facebook.
The little kid's head disappeared. Yeah. I'm like, yo, where did it go?
They put that on Facebook too. I don't know if that's just reporting a fact or is it just being classy, non-classy, what have you. Another thing about Lucha Underground, the originality of it, I think is good. Like I said, I've only seen two episodes myself, but what I've seen of it is good. And then, of course, you got your variety. And then the main thing why I like Lucha Underground so much, you got good commentating.
Yeah, you do.
You know, with Vampiro and Matt Striker, what can you say? I got to give his Destiny props. I didn't really notice it until now, but despite all the years that Matt Striker worked in WWE, I just thought he was more of an annoyance in WWE. But now you sort of kind of see that he actually knows his stuff.
But you got to understand that while he was in WWE, he has a filter called this segment.
That's true.
So you can't say shit. You can say this. You can say that. You can say this. You can say that.
Right.
You know.
That's a good question. I got to ask our Latino brother how we felt about Los Boricuas.
Oh my God. Let me get this. There's one person that I'm not even going to front. When he won the title, I almost cried. And that was Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
Not because he's dead. Like, I always consider him the best wrestler ever. Like, I mean, like, me growing up, that's what I used to watch.
Talking loud.
The Triple A and all of that. When he won the title, yeah, that's the only person we'd be like, and maybe Rey Mysterio. But, like, when it comes to Latin wrestlers, Eddie Guerrero is the guy.
Oh, he's the man. Randy, you down. He's one of us down.
Yeah, really.
Uh-oh. He's one of us. He's one of us.
Let me head on back to the phone line. Surfer, what's up, my friend?
Surfer.
Are you there, Surfer, sir? Make sure Surfer is here. Surfer, can you hear me?
He's here.
Are you there, Surfer, sir?
Hello?
What's up, Surfer?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, we got you.
Yep.
I hear you, man. What's going on?
Got you now.
My Skype is acting up.
How you been doing, man?
Okay.
Hanging in there.
All right. I'm going to ask you real quick your thoughts for the Rumble.
Why are you going? Don't know how I feel at this moment for the Rumble.
I mean, I sure thought you would at least say Cena would win. I thought at least you'd be able to get that out of you.
Well, I don't know. I'm under the belief that whoever wins the match isn't going to walk out with the title.
Right. Me too. I'm there with you. Who's going to win the Rumble match itself?
I don't know.
What? You haven't picked a winner?
No, I haven't.
See? Even Surfer's on the fence about the Rumble.
He's on the fence, too. Man, I thought Surfer, you know, would be ready. Man. Did anybody, again, another rhetorical question, because I don't know how many of us actually watches the thing. Anybody watch Superstars this week?
Nope.
How the hell Fandango gets to win on Superstars? How come that guy hadn't been featured in Endeavor yet?
It ain't spring cleaning time.
You don't like Fandango?
Rosa Mendez has a hot piece of ass. That's about it.
You know, I think Vince McMahon likes the gimmick, so you're not going to see the end of him in a little while.
I got to correct you on that. Rosa Mendez may be hot, but she don't have no ass.
Oh.
Very true. Rosa Mendez is not attractive looking in any way, shape, or form.
That's just Swax hating.
I know. I know. Swax ain't talking about somebody ain't somebody's unattractive. all of no ass bitches. He be throwing.
That's
around.
That's why I won't let you get him on this one, Stevie.
Stevie Ray, go ahead. Oh, get him, Stevie Ray. Get him. Get him.
I'm sorry, Swax. Your taste is questionable. Your taste is questionable all the way around.
Rosa's not gonna be happy until she gets some. Some seafood on Total Divas.
I don't even watch Total Divas, man. I can't tell you what
that was. You're satisfied until she could taste some fish.
I couldn't tell you what was going on.
I sit with my wife on Sunday, and you know, it's a show. It's a good half an hour.
I got to get Pastor and Cash Cow on the record. Pastor just said Seth Rollins gonna win. Cash Cow agreed with them, so I got both of those on the record. Iron said he thinks Fandango has talent, but they just need to drop the gimmick all together. So we'll go from there. I know one thing that was kind of funny to see on the Hulu Plus entrance of their version, the little 90-minute version of Raw. You brought Cesaro and Fandango at the same time. I thought it was kind of interesting because both those brothers could be future endeavor during spring cleaning time. And it'd be a shame for that to happen to Cesaro, but I can see it happening.
Yeah, wait until spring cleaning time.
Cesaro's not going anywhere.
I hope not.
I hope not. The guy is Superman.
We all hope not.
When you talk about Superman, that's Cesaro.
Oh, and Surfer, I got to say this, Surfer. I got to say this. Naomi lost on Superstars. She lost, man. I'm sorry.
What?
Naomi lost, dude.
She's been losing. She's lost like her last three or four matches.
Yeah, she has. I don't understand why, but
I don't get it either, man. She's the best talent, the best diva talent there. And she lost to Cameron. She lost to Cameron of all people this time around.
I always get heat for some reason.
Did she lose straight or did she lose shenanigans?
She lost straight.
Just ran into a buckle or something like that and got pissed.
Camera hit her with a finisher to rear view.
She used Naomi's own move to beat her.
Yep.
That's impossible.
The real deal, because ain't nothing there.
Ain't nothing there compared to Naomi.
Exactly.
She
got what?
Naomi has that Serena Williams kind of booty.
Yeah, she can compare.
Yeah.
No.
Serena looks to be a little taller though. She'll just be a little bit taller. Cash Cow said Heyman joins Rollins. You think that might be a possibility?
Yeah, I think that's coming.
Me too.
Only if Wendy comes leaving.
Let's put it like this. Only way Seth Rollins is going to leave Triple H and Stephanie is if he has a failsafe. And Paul Heyman can build that failsafe.
Yeah.
Brock leaves at the end of Mania. It's when he's setting it up now.
He's setting it up right now to leave.
That's why everybody, if you look at it, he's setting it up right now. That's why if you look at it, the last couple of weeks, Seth Rollins has been doing all kinds of this diabolical shit to be that number one heel.
Yeah.
And okay. If you think about it, if Brock goes face, the best person you could put Paul Heyman with would be Seth Rollins.
You'll never see Brock go face. That's one thing you'll never see.
Never ever. He's better as a heel.
Don't say never.
No, you can say that with Brock. That's not going to happen.
Oh, my God. Well, let's see.
let's put it like this. The only way, I mean, only way you're going to make Brock look like a face is if you put somebody bigger than him.
Right.
Like Big Show.
Right.
And he F5 Big Show Monday night. Sure
did. And he tossed him up like a little kid. Monday.
Sure did.
So that's not going to happen.
You notice? It didn't even look like an F5. It looked like he did an attitude adjustment on Big Show.
WWE is planning on releasing a Booker T documentary DVD and Blu-ray set later this year. I think that'll kind of be interesting.
That'll be very interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be doing getting into his youth when he got in trouble, and also get into wrestling, WCW, WWE, and much, much more. Randy Orton has been spotted in the Northeast and is still scheduled for the Royal Rumble pay-per-view in Philadelphia. He's expected to be a surprise entrant in the 30-man Royal Rumble, but WB have yet to confirm that.
Is he really a surprise? Like,
bring him in at number 17 or so? He'll be somewhat of a surprise.
Yeah, he'll be probably between 20 and 30, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be in early.
Nah, he's going to be in late. Mid to late.
Do y'all think, like, they're going to do... You know what I think is going to happen? Since Rey Mysterio is on his way out, and he got the record for the 62 minutes, I think they're going to do something where Daniel Bryan is going to be, Triple H is going to make him, like, come in number two or number one.
See, I can't...
To make it even worse for him.
See, I can't see.
And then, you know, Daniel Bryan is one of the person that can't go. He can't take... He can't go an hour and more.
But see, I cannot see the fans being satisfied with Daniel Bryan starting number one and not finishing that thing out.
No, that's the thing. Unless you win.
See, they had to use Rey Mysterio to get rid of what's his name's record. Thou shalt not be named.
And I think they're going to do that this year. I think they're going to erase his. And the perfect person for that would be Daniel Bryan. Because you know they're not going to put Roman Reigns at the beginning. He would die by the time number five comes out.
Yeah.
He's going to be like,
Good point.
Maybe they might have Roman Reigns come out like at number 11.
No. Roman Reigns has to be one of the last. He don't got the stamina like that.
I can see Roman Reigns 25.
It's not hard to be in the
match. Exactly, yeah. 25? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not hard to be in a match for an hour because you can spend long periods of time just sitting in the corner.
That's true. That's true.
But that then, if you think about it, they're not going to expect that from Roman Reigns.
Because Roman Reigns would be a target.
Exactly. He's Superman. Basically, you know, he's the one that needs to be go around whooping everybody's ass. So you know,
he's John Cena's proxy.
He needs to be one of the. He needs to be one of the last ones.
He's John Cena's proxy in the Rumble, for the most part. Nobody gives Bray Wyatt a chance to win.
Hell no, fuck Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt, he ain't been about nothing for the last few months.
He's got a few
lightweight victories, but he ain't been doing much or nothing.
Nah, he hasn't. That's a damn shame too.
I think like they think too much of Bray Wyatt. I don't think everything they're giving him, I don't think he deserves it. And like the way he beat Dean Ambrose like 100 times in a row, I think that was unnecessary.
But see, my thing is, you give Bray Wyatt too much. How can you say you give Bray Wyatt too much, but you give Roman Reigns all that? Bray has at least shown he's a better wrestler than the two.
Yeah,
is true. He is his father's son.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
if that match is really happening between him and The Undertaker, I'm guessing that's why they're building him up so much.
I don't see that happen. I don't see that match happening.
I hope not.
Me neither.
Undertaker should just retire, and that's it.
That is one match that everybody's going to dream about, but it's not going to happen.
And Patrick's
Taker's not going to. Taker, no. He's not ready to go. He's not even ready to even step into the same stratosphere as Taker. So, no.
And Patrick's
Let's put it like this. I think Undertaker should save his last match for here in Arlington.
Oh, that's what he's going to do. I think that's what he's going to do.
Next year. Don't let him take a year off.
Right. All right.
But against who? That's the question.
I've been hearing that they're going to bring back a former diva to be in the Royal Rumble, and I would just want to know which one would you want to, you know, in the Royal Rumble.
None of them. Because none of them could be legitimate. Beth Phoenix ain't
closest,
coming back.
Closest to the legit they get is Karma.
Yep.
And she ain't coming.
She's in TNA.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Well, she was in there last year.
Yeah, but she's in TNA.
Right, she's in TNA now. Mm-hmm.
No, Karma was not in. No, she was not in the Rumble last year.
The year before last, wasn't it?
No, she's been out of. No, she wasn't. She was in, it was the year
it had to be. It had to be within the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's the last time they had a woman.
No, it wasn't Karma. It was Beth Phoenix. It was Beth Phoenix, the last woman that was in the Rumble.
Mm-mm. Karma was in it too. No, Karma.
Yeah, that was last year.
No,
11. How could she be? She's been out of the territory for the last 2 years. How are you going to say that?
Someone says
that. She was nothing last year.
Someone
said Nicole.
Who was the year before?
Someone said Nicole Bass. That's what I thought the year before. That's what I thought.
Pass is acting crazy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I would say Nicole Bass. I don't know why I see that then.
No, who I was thinking of bringing in there, Jazz.
You couldn't do that, though.
Jazz is way too small.
You couldn't do that.
She could, like, throw five of the jobbers out, like, no problem.
Yeah, there won't be any jobbers in the Rumble.
It was 3 years ago. Karma made her 2012 Royal Rumble debut. She was the 21st entrant in 2012. She eliminated Hunico, but she was thrown out by Dolph Ziggler. After she gave him the implant buster. That's kind of funny. She became the third female after Chyna and Beth Phoenix to participate in a Royal Rumble match. It marked her first and only official match. So
that's a damn shame.
She was there.
She couldn't get a match.
Yeah, she was there. But again, it is what it is. Let's talk about some TNA for a second. Velvet Sky gone. How they gonna do that to Velvet Sky? Feast and Famine match. Velvet Sky got fired. How they gonna do Velvet Sky like that?
It was supposed to be that clown Jesse Goddard.
Yeah.
You picked the wrong briefcase.
Rockstar Spud as the X Division champion. Come on now. And there was we saw your boy finally. He finally got on TV.
You knew it had to be the Jersey guy or Rockstar Spud who will get fired.
I was about to say that. There was a Kenny King sighting this week.
My show that usually comes on Fridays, they had a rerun. So I said, okay, I'm just going to watch TNA because I'm not going to watch it anymore. So this is the first time I watched on Destination America. I was not thrilled at all.
Was Karma on this show this week?
Yeah.
Yep, she was.
She was on there against Jessica Havoc. Now, speaking of Jessica Havoc, and she slated to be next pay-per-view in a couple weeks. But there's already a rumor saying Jessica Havoc is done with TNA because she was at the Shine event last night. She closed the Shine event last night. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But she was at the Shine event last night, so there's rumors already going around that she's done with TNA. That's a damn shame, too. Damn shame that she's done.
Yeah, I want to see that match, though. Yeah. I want to see that match. Yeah.
Why are you trying to hold a woman down?
I'm not trying to hold a woman down. She's just staying
in TNA. You have to stay in TNA. That's holding her down.
She'll make more money in TNA than she will in Shine.
You're still holding her down.
How's that holding her down?
This is TNA.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Server. So you're Jessica Havoc. You've been in the indies all your career. You finally got the opportunity to go up to what could be, which, by all intents and purposes, a bigger stage than the indies. not many people buy Shawn our pay-per-views, not putting down Shawn at all, because I think Shawn's a great product. Not many people are buying volumes of Shimmer. Not many people are looking at WSU our pay-per-views, women wrestling. I like it, but most people don't. So, being that as it may, it's putting her down because she see TNA. Is she not being seen better in TNA?
I'm just saying, you know, it's just putting her down, that's all.
She's not putting her down.
Why are you hating?
I don't think it's putting her down. She should stay there.
Why are you hating?
She should stay there. Because she work with better, she works with better talent in TNA than she does in Shawn.
I've seen her do. She's beat a couple people up. I have not seen her in a great match yet.
But, again, that's what Havoc does. When she did it on the indie scene, that's all she did.
I'm not saying she can't wrestle. I said, I haven't seen her in a great match yet.
Mm-hmm. I wish she would stay in TNA. I don't want to see her go back to the indies. I would like to see her stay in TNA because it shows that a women indies wrestler can make it and remain. Don't leave the base.
Yeah, but they have to pay Havoc. And TNA does not have any money.
Now, that's a good point. But
yep.
I would like to see her there. At least a little bit longer. she closed the show on Shawn last night, so you know we'll see what happens. Once she gets done with Karma, we'll see what happens for sure. I like to see her stay, but again, you never know.
She might want. Maybe Shawn, maybe Shawn's checks don't bounce.
And it might not. And it might not. I actually got that iPay-per-view, and I watched that iPay-per-view last night. It was a damn good iPay-per-view. Someone, if you guys don't know, Mia Yim has gotten a lot better. She is the shit. So definitely check out Shawn. She is your Shawn Women's Heavyweight Champion. So definitely check that out. My girl Athena wrestled down there last night, but she lost. I was mad. She got distracted.
Didn't your girl win another title?
Yeah, Athena did win another title. She's the ACW Joshi Champion. Yes, sir. Very, very happy. You can make the case that she's the best indie women's wrestling women's wrestler right now. You can make a case. She You guys remember Hamada?
Hamada?
Mm-hmm. You remember Hamada?
Oh, yeah.
Hamada is like the female Jeff Hardy.
She beat Hamada.
Is it pregnant?
She's on drugs?
She takes... Oh, she damn. Takes her.
That was fast.
She on that crack. But the thing is, she beat Hamada. She's AIW's women's champ. She beat Jessica Havoc, ACW Queen of Queens. So that's two victories in your belt right there. She's done a lot down there. She's been ACW Joshi Champion 3 times, Anarchy Championship Wrestling TV Champion 1 time. She's done a lot, and she's only getting better. So you can make a very good case for Athena to be the best.
Plus, the TNA Knockouts Tag Team Champion, too.
Yep, she was. She was. She got screwed out of those tag team titles twice, and I think that's just so damn wrong. None of they always, the partner always got taken away from her, by some shape, form, or fashion. Always got taken away from her, so.
See, that's the thing about it. She didn't lose her title when her and Amazing Kong were tagging.
Right.
They just gave up on it.
Mm-hmm. Just gave up on it. They were never beaten. They were never beaten.
Never beaten. And none of those skinny bitches were going to beat them.
Oh, man.
I'm going skinny.
Most of those knockouts are skinny.
Why are you being disrespectful calling them skinny?
Not being disrespectful.
So my girl, Brooke Pacemaker, she's skinny?
Okay, hey, and the rest. I ain't say they ain't had no ass. I said they were skinny.
Don't get him started.
Slexton did the joke just now. He said skinny bitches, and I said, why you gotta call them skinny? So what does that mean?
You wrong. You are so wrong. You are wrong.
The bad thing was calling them a bitch, but no, it's skinny.
That is so wrong, Sifra. So wrong, man. Let me ask you guys this. Austin Aries is getting another world heavyweight title shot. I don't know about y'all, and I ain't trying to say Austin Aries can't go. How many title shots this man gonna get?
I thought I was the only one that thought of that. Like, if the guy can't go, he's good. He's a good wrestler, mm-hmm. but if for some reason, like, you could tell the timing when he's about to get his title shot.
Be glad it wasn't Magnus.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh yes.
Oh God, please don't make it. That punk ass got to he's got a tag team title shot before now.
I'm glad Tony C didn't call in. Yeah,
this is your world champion, Spike. I ain't.
You saw who was in that room, right?
Oh God!
Be obvious who they're gonna give the title shot to, because it was either him. He was either Magnus or Aries. And if you had a choice, you're gonna pick Aries every time.
True. True. I hate Magnus. You were world champions, big games.
It's not like either one of them can put asses in seats. Don't hate them.
Exactly.
But. Aries have a lot more skill in the ring.
I didn't know this until today. I didn't know that Velvet Sky and Bully Ray are actually a couple. I didn't know that.
Velvet Sky and Bully Ray?
Yep.
I thought Bully Ray was married.
No.
Bully Ray is married.
And from what I see, he put out a tweet too. In the story, as part of that story, Bully Ray and Velvet Sky are supposedly dating. I gotta get confirmation.
Somebody needs to talk to Bully Ray's wife.
Oh, shit.
Bully Ray, I ain't mean to out you, dude. Don't be looking for me, man. I ain't mean to out you, dude.
Yeah, I think Bully Ray and Velvet Sky did the ice bucket challenge together.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. But I didn't think he was tapping that ass.
Mm-mm. But if he is good for you, Bully Ray.
I ain't mad at him.
I ain't mad at you, dude. Where's Tony C? That's what I want to know. Where is Tony C? Is he doing a honey-do list? I don't know.
Yeah, because you know Hollywood's Hulk Hogan at the Super Bowl won't see Hollywood in a long time because Hollywood needs to shut his ass down.
He's upset because of Hulk Hogan's coward is Monday.
Oh.
Exactly. He did look like a bitch, didn't he? he looked like a straight bitch. Like, oh, I'm not going to beat it. I'm not Hollywood no more. I'm a bitch.
Oh, man. He might be getting the arena ready for the Black Achievement Awards. He might be doing that right now. So.
Yeah. Oh. I can't wait for that.
Me neither. I gotta be ready.
Guys, okay. Something tells me no, but.
Don't do it.
All right, Miss Destiny. You got a short leash, Miss Destiny. Short leash, Miss Destiny. How you doing?
Hey, namaste, William Morgan. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Hey, I want to give my predictions for the pay-per-view, if that's okay with you, El Capitan.
Sure, go right ahead.
Tell me the match, and I'll give you my prediction.
Okay. I'm going to go to a match real quick.
Who's going for El Torito and Horseman?
Surfer. Don't do that. Yeah,
Surfer, man. Don't listen to him, Miss Destiny. Don't listen to him.
Hey, Surfer's all fun.
Let me go.
Who's going to win the tag team titles? The Usos or Mizdow and Miz?
If that match is on the pay-per-view, I predict an Uso in your future.
Who's going to win the tag match between Natty with Paige versus the Bella Twins?
Normally, I would root for the Bella Twins, but since they both have been nothing but catty bitches, I'm going to go with the Canadian London Express.
Yeah.
God save the Queen. That's what they should call their tag team.
You know what, though? I always wondered why they stopped pushing Natty, and they say the reason why they stopped pushing Natty, because they say Natty's got the soul of a grandma, the attitude of a grandma, so I don't know about all that. Who's going to win the kickoff match, Miss Destiny? New Day, or Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Adam Rose? Who's going to win that match?
I was having some ice cream. I had to swallow.
Okay.
I am picking a New Day.
Picking a New Day. Okay. Outlaws versus the Ascension. Who are you picking?
You didn't know? Well, your ass better call somebody. Because I never... Ever.
Oh, so you're picking the Ascension.
I never go in.
Oh, so you, who you picking, Ms. Destiny? Let me hear that one more time. You picking for the record.
Oh, you didn't know you asked me to call somebody, okay. Because I never go against my first tag team champions ever.
Okay, so you going with the Outlaws, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Triple threat match. Brock Lesnar, John Cena, Seth Rollins, who's winning?
I see a C-Nation happy.
Damn. Damn.
Oh, goodness.
Not in my city.
That just deflated my sales completely. I feel like them deflated footballs at the Patriots game.
And I hate to say this. I don't mean this sounding up more, but I was in the bathroom and I actually...
Sam, plenty of time to wire next week, okay?
Hey, I have to say it. And I hope this doesn't get X-rated. But I was in the bathroom...
Careful, Miss Destiny.
...shaving my legs. And I actually was hearing you guys. And you guys... And all I got to say is you got... William, you've got one of the best shows ever, and I was, because I had a little tummy ache, so I decided to take a shower, a nice hot bath, and ended up shaving my legs.
Do it.
And you are the common cure for the bellyache.
Okay.
You heard that, Will?
Good. Thank you, Miss Destiny. One more.
Miss Destiny.
Believe, Will.
Miss Destiny, before we
hold on. See?
Miss Destiny,
before you ask me something.
Miss Destiny, before we let you go,
hold on.
Yeah, that's not pretty, Miss Destiny. That's not a nice thing to say, Miss Destiny.
This is some good radio right here. Before we let you go, Miss Destiny.
Miss Lisa?
Yes?
That was not a nice thing to say.
I'm sorry. I had a bellyache, and I guess this show is the common cure.
You telling me... Williams soothe your stomach enough for you to shit.
No, no. No, I'm just saying. I
had bellyache, so I took a nice... The world's like X-Lax. What the...
Oh,
God. That takes the whole... I've been called a lot of things.
And if you want to know, my pick for the Royal Rumble match is, because I hate to admit this, I on another show,
yes,
Slacks and I got picked. He has and whoever number 13 I have to automatically root for in Royal Rumble match. And if that person wins the Royal Rumble match, I get a prize.
Who's the person?
Well, we don't know yet because I have to watch the pay-per-view to see who's number 13.
But outside of that, Miss Destiny, what's your pick? You want to call in and make your picks. So yeah, outside of that...
I had to make my pick. So I think that the person who will win the Royal Rumble match is, I'm going to say it's three knots and is not Fandango, not Bray Wyatt.
And that one even in the thing.
Certainly not El Torito.
He ain't even in it.
Kamala.
I think I'm going to pick Roman Reigns.
El Torito is in it. He was in the match.
No, you didn't say, somebody, did you just say Kamala?
Pete Ambrose.
Kamala's winning it.
I'm picking Dean Ambrose. I'm praying he's number 13.
Okay, so you're picking Dean Ambrose. I got you.
Dean Ambrose.
In a kind of like crazy lunatic psychotic Brock Lesnar match, it would be beautiful.
Okay. Ms. Destiny, thank you for calling in. I do appreciate it, okay?
Thank you, and I'm sorry if I caused ruckus. I'm just not so excited.
No problem. Have a good night, Ms. Destiny.
It's okay.
Take care now.
So says and, William.
And Stevie Ray.
Yes, just, baby.
I just have one thing to say. You stay sassy and stay sweet, hon.
I'll stay all of that just for you, baby.
Hey, don't forget me. I've got a
battle. I don't care about your man. I don't care about your man.
What your man has to do with me?
I don't care about your man.
What your man's got to do with me?
Your man can't stand Steve.
Steve and I have a man now. What your man got to do with me?
Why aren't you talking to him right now instead of being on the phone with us?
He's asleep now. He's asleep.
Oh, he's asleep. Oh, okay. I got you,
mister. You're not asleep.
Yeah, I understand.
He's asleep on the floor of her bed.
Wake him up, man.
Why you ain't in the crib with him?
Like, damn it. I need you now. Wake up.
Lisa?
I'm trying to let you know I have a new man. His name is Joe.
Miss Destiny. I've known you for 8 years now.
What time does mommy put him to bed? What time does his mommy put him to bed?
He's
going to
the rehab center.
His name is
Miss Destiny.
His name is Mr. Fucking Snowden.
I've known you for 8 years now.
His name is fucking Snowden.
Not on and off, but I've known you for 8 years. Mm-hmm. I deserve to call. I should be able to call you baby whenever the hell I feel like it.
Not if my man has anything
to say about it. Your man ain't got shit to say about it.
You don't got time for my man because you ain't the one that's
so
totally
unthinkable.
You able to slag
the hell
you, man.
All right, Ms. Destiny. We gotta let you go, Ms. Destiny. We'll talk to you later, okay? You have a
I'll
great night.
I'll see you later.
Thank you for calling in.
Ms. Destiny, you let your man hurt.
Take care now.
Hey, I do that song. I stand by my...
Hell no, I ain't gonna listen to that shit. Hell no.
I told you not to do it.
Hell no.
I told you not to do it.
Oh my God. I've been called a lot of things, but...
Could it be you, Swax? I haven't said a word. We're here.
I've been called a lot of things.
Because that could have been Swax, you know?
But for you to say that?
She says you're verbal diarrhea.
Oh, my God. I am not responsible.
Damn.
I am not responsible for what she just said. Let me tell you that right now.
You didn't have to egg her on like
that,
though.
Oh, God.
You didn't have to say it like that, homie. Come on, now. You gave her explosive diarrhea. Oh my goodness.
Is she, Pastor Sadell asked, is she either Bunker, Lois Griffin, or Fran Dresser?
Look, if y'all don't mind me asking, where she's from?
Somewhere in Florida.
Where is she from?
Somewhere in Florida.
Yeah. Oh. That could explain something.
She
can visit anytime.
Oh. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, she can visit Double A or Tony C or anybody down there.
Look here,
Hulk Hogan sucks.
Look here, man. Look here, man. Double A and Tony C don't pay her no attention. See, everybody, just for the world out there, this is what you get for being nice. Phil, you keep saying we can't have nice things. This is why we cannot have nice things, Phil. You try to be nice, and this is what you get. You get compared to X-Lax. Phil. This is why you cannot have nice things, my friends.
I told you not to do it. And you did it anyway. So you should expect that. Come on, guys.
Oh.
Phil go ahead and pull it.
She's sweet, though. She's sweet, though. But you have to. You should know something crazy to talk about.
The thing about it, though, you try to be nice. You try to be nice to people. You try to give them an opportunity to redeem themselves whenever possible. And the last time she was here, I did not let her on for that exact reason. So I figured, you know, she may have learned her lesson. Da, 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 da. Let's give you one more opportunity, one more shot, and you do that. So
I mean,
told you.
Shit, man. I'm sorry to put it the way I put it, but that's the she made that really, really clear.
I understand.
Actually, the way that you said it was that made it so funny.
Yeah, the way she said it, exactly. Well, Miss Destiny, you on the list for another 6 months, so let me go ahead and write that down right now. Iron says she's a mix of Lois and Edith.
No, I say Edith. I say Edith from Friends, Richard.
Anybody got any dark?
Anybody the bad thing about this, Lois got some sense.
Thank you. That's true. Anybody got any dark horse picks, dark horse candidates to win the Rumble? Anybody?
Dean Ambrose. I'll get in there.
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dean, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He is batshit crazy.
Yeah.
He could pull it off.
Uh-huh.
Sting.
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 Get over long here. Sting.
All I got to say, man, his ass better show up in Mania. That's all I got to say. His ass better show up.
Vigilante.
Sting better show up in Mania. That's all I got to say.
Is it done there? Have a Triple H?
Yeah, it's gonna be him versus Triple H at Mania. I truly believe that. I truly believe that. And Triple H will probably put him over. But then I won't be shocked if Triple H didn't put him over. I wouldn't be shocked by that either.
Well, if you're going to pay that man his right amount of money, you're going to put him over.
Got to.
Of course you're going to put him over. You got to. There's no question.
Got to.
I mean, we're talking about the legend Sting. We're not talking about the Sting with the red and green face paint. We're talking about Sting.
We ain't talking about TNA Sting, the one that lost a Magnus.
Yeah, last match he lost to Magnus. Come on, man. I'll never forgive him for that one.
He didn't lose his last match. That wasn't a last match he had.
That was a match before his last match.
He lost before that, yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't lose his last match.
Right.
But he still lost to Magnus. That still counts. I don't care.
This is your world champion.
Yeah, like, well, that's an embarrassment to lose to Magnus.
This is your
Thank
world.
Thank you.
Well, he did the tradition.
Nobody's going to get over that. No matter what.
Nope.
No matter what we think.
He did what he was supposed to do. He was walking out the door and put somebody over on the way out.
He's your world champion, Spagane.
But anybody but Magnus.
I know, right?
I would put James Storm, Bobby Roode, or somebody like that over. Magnus.
With no problem.
It wasn't pushing them at the time.
Still don't make no sense.
All right. This is why I want you to call in, Surfer, to get your opinion. I'll take either answer. And I'm going to ask the chat room. This strays off of wrestling just a tad bit, but I want to take some time to ask and discuss. Is Batman a superhero?
Of course he is.
Yes.
Thank you.
First of all, are you arguing with Rage over whether or not he's a superhero or not?
It was me and Lee who got into that argument, and some other people in the chat, because
it was... And Lee said he's not...
Right, because Lee was saying he has no superpowers. But look at his feet.
Lee's messing with you.
Look at Batman's feet. Look at what he's done throughout comic bookdom.
I mean, he's highly intelligent. Mm-hmm. He studied all those martial arts and stuff like that. You don't do that and not become and found the Justice League and got more money than Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't mean that's a superhero.
Found the Justice League, beat the Justice League, saved them from the White Martians, Avoided Darkseid's Omega Beams. Should have been dead a long time ago, but he's gone through time and is still here.
I mean, seriously. The man can... He can outrun Omega Beams.
Yep.
It's like, let's say you take Lex Luthor, so you can't call him a super villain.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes, you could.
No. I know he is. Like he is a super villain, but he's like, if you think about it, he's like the opposite of Batman. He does bad, and he got the millions to back it up.
I have said Batman is an emo rich motherfucker going through depression. and Tank said he stopped a robbery at McDonald's.
I do have a show to answer. You know, I do have a show for you people to call in if y'all want these questions answered. So.
Yeah. It was
Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday. Call in Sunday.
Yes. What time are you going to be on this week, Surfer?
5 o'clock.
Okay. So the pre-show ain't going to stop you. Okay. Someone asked about Hawkeye. I don't like him, but yeah, I guess. Actually, he is a superhero. I just don't like him. Black Widow.
Black Widow is a super spy. Needed.
Right.
With super breath.
That's like the perfect... Scarlett Johansson was like the perfect person to play her. Perfect.
Actually, she wasn't.
She wasn't the first. What? Who was better?
You said?
Who was better, Surfer?
Well, if you go by the way she looks in the book, they should have got Emily Blunt. Now, that's not to say Scarlett Johansson hasn't done a good job.
Right.
As the Black Widow.
Right.
But Emily Blunt would have been a better choice.
Hmm.
Could Emily Blunt pull off the red hair?
Yeah. It's just hair.
Right, right. You can always don it. Let's see. Parents should use Batman as an example of what happens when you don't use mouthwash. Oh, come on, Iron. Oh, man. And like I said, another question I asked is kind of toward your way. Gonna have some fun this last hour. Sort of kind of toward your way, Surfer. WWE superstar, TNA superstar, past, present. What superhero could they pull off?
I don't know what you mean.
Like for example, the Rock band Black Adam. Who could be a good Wasp? For example, I say AJ.
Yeah, I say AJ.
AJ can pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
She can't.
You don't think so?
No.
AJ could pull off a stick figure in a classroom or something.
You disrespectful son of a bitch. How you gonna say that about AJ?
If AJ inhales too much, you could probably see her internal organs.
Man, come on, man. Come on,
AJ got the body of a 9-year-old Filipino boy. I seriously don't understand. No, I'm sorry. Jokes aside, I do not understand why people say she got a fat ass. There's nothing there.
She does. It's just that
there is nothing there.
What she wears in the ring doesn't show it off.
No. Oh my god, yo, AJ. Oh, wow.
AJ needs
go back a few years. There was a segment when she was with Daniel Bryan, and Daniel Bryan's had her in a dress, and that dress showed off her ass.
Mm. No, I'm sorry, no.
Somebody's phone is about to go dead.
Yeah, my phone about to die on them. Who says this? Rock can be the perfect Pastor Cecil. Rock can be Scorpion King.
He is a Scorpion King.
Oh, he is a Scorpion King.
That was the joke. You missed it.
It's not a joke, it's for real.
Pastor Dell was telling it as a joke, though.
Don't be disrespectful, Pastor. He is the Scorpion King.
Don't bow forget. Down. Hey, no, he didn't say that. He told Pastor to bow down. How you gonna tell that to
him?
How you gonna do that to a man of God, Surfer?
Respect the Scorpion King like that.
Oh!
Scorpion King is one of his gods. Oh, you don't disrespect.
He's not a god, but he's a Scorpion King.
But
I've seen the footage.
Now, Rock.
It's real.
Now, the Rock is also going to be Black Adam. So, I mean,
the Rock. The Rock can be anybody. The Rock is the Rock.
You won't beat Rusev.
Oh my God, man!
Oh shoot! Why do you keep bringing this up? Why do you keep bringing this up? I told you,
it's Rock not gonna beat. Happen, bro. Like, shoot, that's not gonna happen.
Rock would beat
the
would
Rock. Beat is his too ass. Important for this.
Oh. Rock would beat his ass and take his woman.
Get him, fellas. Get him.
I mean, seriously. Why do we have to have this fight every Saturday?
Black.
Oh my goodness!
How many times do we have to tell you when you decide you want to say something? Make sure you know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't. Rock is not going to
Do not pull. Do not act like that a certain person we're not going to name right now. Do not start acting like that because you will get shut down quick, and we will tell you to hang up the phone.
You think okay. The Rock a bit is gonna turn down, like, oh my goodness, like, he's gonna take time off from making millions to come and fight this pudgy, his body, you can't even understand his body. Seriously?
Lose the Rusev.
I mean, Rusev is a stiffer version of Taz.
Yeah.
You got a what the body, man. A
couple of rumors I just found. I gotta confirm it. Justin Gabriel quit WWE over the weekend. So who's gonna be the bunny?
Good question.
Who's gonna be the bunny? Wow.
Sami Zayn?
Yeah.
AJ Lee.
AJ Lee.
Yeah, Randy gonna fit in perfectly. Randy gonna fit in perfectly.
Someone said Dean Ambrose could be Wolverine.
Nah, I say he could be great. Oh no, I say Dean Ambrose could be.
I think he could be a good Punisher.
No,
there you go.
Joker. Nah.
I think Seth Rollins could be a good Human Torch.
No.
No, I think that'd be no.
I just want to take some tape.
Let's think about that for a minute.
I just want to take tape of Surfer going, no,
yeah,
and just loop it over and over.
I call on Sunday. I'll let you know.
No. that'd be hilarious. Someone asked where JoJo is.
Is she doing the reannouncement for NXT?
Okay. Okay, someone asked me where JoJo was.
Somewhere getting some skills.
Getting some skills. Matt Legend. Oh, Matt Legend, are you picking the bunny to win the Rumble?
Yeah, there you go, Matt.
You know what? You know what he just said? That sounds legit. That sounds legit.
Yeah.
If the bunny decides to jump into the Royal Rumble and come to find out it is Randy Orton.
The bunny is Randy Orton.
Just for that one night, that could be legit.
Oh man, that'd be awesome. That would be awesome. What's the other rumor that I heard? Rock versus Brock and Mania.
No.
Who?
Rock versus Brock and Mania.
Please.
I can't see that either.
The Rock?
I told you it's going to be the Rock versus Rusev.
It's going to be no Rock versus Rusev.
Oh, my
God. It ain't going to happen.
Rock ain't going to be.
We're not talking about Nikita Koloff's baby brother that's an illegitimate brother here, okay?
Brother.
It's not going to happen.
First of all, the man got movies to make, so.
Right. And someone says if the bunny comes in at 25, it can happen. 25 plus, it can happen.
Well, they changed the amount of people going to be in the Rumble.
It's 30.
Didn't they say it was going to be 40 this year?
No, it's 30.
Yeah, but they changed it back to 30.
Oh, okay.
It's 30. I know you're tripping now, Pastor Sadell.
You know what I think is best for, like, so Roman Reigns doesn't look stupid because he's not ready for the main event?
What?
Have him go against Rusev at WrestleMania for the USA.
No.
Do what you did with John Cena, you know, build him up with the USA title. And then, you know, if the guy is good, then you bring him up. But right now, he's not ready. I think
that's why they gave him the tag belts in the first place, to shut him up.
I'd rather see Roman Reigns go against Wade Barrett and grab that strap.
Me too. That'd be a good match.
I'm sorry. I like Wade Barrett.
But if you think about it, with Wade Barrett, he's not going to gain much. Because Wade Barrett is in and out.
But
if he beats Rusev, the undefeated streak,
I wouldn't worry about Wade.
It's going to be big.
I mean, because I think Wade Barrett, and you guys know this, I was a Wade Barrett apologist a long time ago. But after that third injury, nah, man. Nah.
He'll be hurt again soon, so.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
He would.
You can count on it.
You can take that to the bank. You know, if it's within the next couple months, Wade Barrett's going to be hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it.
Yep.
Never fails.
Pastor Sadell says Rock versus Triple H at 32.
Maybe.
Oh, that's an old school rivalry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe. They really don't like each other, so.
He also said. What? That, he also said, what? Said that to you?
Who said that? That they really don't like each other?
Who said that?
No, I said that. The Rock and Triple H, they really got problems.
No, they don't. They're best friends, honestly.
No. Oh, okay.
They've been boys. Someone says if the Bunny is in, he can eliminate Adam Rose.
I see that, too.
Yep. Like, yeah, I see Adam Rose, like, getting thrown out, and then his group of people catching him
and then
running
back in
that.
There. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, too.
Yeah, that would be awesome. The Adam Rose would be caught by the Rosebuds all the time. But
yeah, and then they throw him back up.
That'd be a good hot spot. That'd be a damn good hot spot.
I can see that for the New Day, too.
Yeah.
No, I don't see that. No.
What stupidity is this guy going to do this year?
I think
Kofi Kingston.
He's going to do, again, he's going to do a lot of hot spots. He's going to do like two or three hot spots, but he ain't going to win the thing. He's going to disappoint you.
No, I know he's not going to win, but you know, every year he does something where he does some weird stuff coming back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to get his hot spot too, as usual, yeah.
Kofi, I wouldn't put so much effort into a match that I'm going to end up losing.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm dead with you, Surfer. I'm dead with you. I just got an email. The dude asked me, do I think Bo Dallas stands a chance?
Bo Dallas has a chance in the Rumble. Yeah, right.
You got the believe.
That's like Hornswoggle becoming the world heavyweight champion.
You got to believe, bitch. You got to believe. oh my goodness, that's just hilarious. There's other rumors swirling around. Half of them I know it's not true. Stuff like, are you going? The Dudley Boyz will be at this Rumble. You know that's not going to be true.
Actually, no. That can actually happen.
I can't see.
Yeah, that could happen.
Because isn't Bully Ray still back on the contract with TNA?
No. Both of them, they're gone.
Because I thought he re-signed back with them. I know Devon didn't, but I thought Bully Ray did.
No.
I think, yeah, but Bully Ray, no. I think he left.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool if that happened. Anybody else can see any swerves or anything happening in the Rumble? Curtis Axel and Ryback may be turning.
Please. Curtis Axel's a has-been right now.
Ryback? No. Ryback, no. He just turned down. Like.
Ryback?
Goldberg Jr., maybe.
Nope.
Goldberg Jr. so, Pastor Sadell says DDP.
I see that happening. No, I really do. I see DDP popping in there.
DDP. What about Booker? He gonna scissor kick his way into the Rumble?
Nope.
Booker, we've seen that too much already.
He ain't gonna be on commentary, so. Somebody hit me up. Who hit me up on Twitter?
Hey, we knew you know your boy wasn't gonna call in because he was too chicken shit. You know
I know that. I knew that right off the rip. I tried to get him to, but that wasn't gonna happen. But it would be cool if me and Megapods could do a show. It'd be cool. I talked to Phil about that the other night. I'm gonna stay on him about that because it'd be cool if we did a show together. Matt Squire.
Oh, that'd be comedy.
Matt Squire says he wants to call in, so I'm gonna. But he hit me up on Twitter. I gotta give him the number to the show. He said he wants to bring some sanity to the show tonight.
What do you think is up with Global Force Wrestling? Do you think they're going to have a TV deal by the summertime?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Now, here's my thing, though. You haven't heard of anybody in a while in terms of any type of a signing or something like that.
Well, I think Jeff Jarrett's going to wait until Destination America throws TNA off the network. and then everybody that's going to be looking for a job after is going to go right to Jeff Jarrett and work for them.
You said that a couple weeks ago. Do you guys think that TNA is doomed? That this is going to be it for TNA?
2.0 rating shows already? I think that's doom already.
Yeah, but wasn't that supposedly their highest view show anyway?
No. That's an embarrassment for any wrestling show.
Destination America? Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, that part for Destination America, yeah. Nobody watches that channel anyway.
Half the people ain't got it.
I didn't even know that shit existed, to be honest.
Pastor Sadell, you are really, really coming with it tonight. Pastor Dill asked a question. Best finisher, Diamond Cutter or the RKO?
Diamond Cutter.
It's the same move.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so then Diamond Cutter, RKO, or Johnny Ace, the Ace Cutter?
Let me ask you this.
Ace Cutter?
It's garbage. It's just a modified Stone Cold Steve. It's a Stone Cold Stunner.
Right. Let me ask you, who executes the move better, though, DDP or Randy Orton?
Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Randy Orton.
I say DDP puts a lot more flair into it.
Exactly.
But I've seen some people slip out of it when DDP does it, though.
Yeah, exactly. When Orton does it, Orton just comes out of nowhere, and he'll pop it on you real quick.
Right.
He comes out of nowhere. He's lightning quick with it. That's why they call him the Viper, especially with that.
Let me ask a question. Another maybe surprise word more of an entrant. Rob Van Dam.
For what? He's old.
I read that he might be around. Because this is going to be in PA. Yeah.
You said, for what?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be surprised, you know. We see that every year from him.
For what?
Yeah, for what?
For a pop. RVD. Okay.
Oh, man. I'm going to bring this guy up. I know I'm going to get heat for saying it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Zack Ryder.
Hell no.
No one cares.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think Zack Ryder would benefit from a tour over in NXT?
Yep.
I think Zack Ryder is going to leave the WWE and go to Global Force.
You think everybody's going to leave WWE and go to Global Force? Damn, Swatch. You think Messina done, he's going to go to Global Force?
Honestly, I'm surprised he still has a job.
I'm just being very honest with you. I can see people like Titus O'Neil, Fandango, what's his name? Alex Riley. And Zack Ryder, I think they're all going to leave WWE and go to Global Force.
Alex Wilder ain't going nowhere. He's got an announcing gig. He's not going anywhere.
And get that cushy money, but, too. That's the easy money, that boy.
Exactly.
That easy money. Chris Jericho. He's been to house shows already. You think this guy might be in a Royal Rumble?
I'll say it again. For what?
Could be. Yeah, but it's like what Big Tone says. Like, it could happen. Mm. But, like, we see them every day, you know? Like, who cares?
Matt Legend says Ryder is too busy collecting his Ghostbuster tours to care about WWE. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right, everybody. It is 12:46 a.m. Time for us to run stuff down. Very quickly, don't forget to catch the rant every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Tony C, man, I'm just mad at Tony C right now. Hey, 2 weeks he ain't called in. I think Tony C is forsaking me, I think. But it's all good. We're going to keep things going. The rant every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Every Wednesday at 9 p.m., Turnbuckle Throwbacks with my man Phil Rea, Mega Powers, Gutless Powers, if you want to call them.
No Balls Powers.
I got to get that jab in there. Wrestling Conway Show every Saturday at 11 p.m. with yours truly and my cohort Stevie Ray. What Are You Reading Comic Book Show every Saturday at 5 p.m. Man, Surfer, you got anything particularly planned for What Are You Reading? Surfer is gone. All right, finishing the card out every Thursday at 7 p.m. is the Rexplex. Rent and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. and the Lex Entertainment Experience Podcast. You can get your new episode each and every week. Don't forget to go over to rantamradio.com. We're in a Rumble contest. Go ahead and enter that contest right now. You get to plan out the whole day on the network, I do believe, if you win. So definitely check that out. Also, don't forget to head over to rantam.com. First annual Ranty Awards. You can vote for some categories on the network, best host, best co-host, and other such categories. So definitely check that out as well. Also don't forget to go over to podcastawards.com. Put in Rant EM Radio, Wrestling Call-In Show. If you can vote for both, it'd be great. Hit us best podcast, best sports, best in sports, and People's Choice. So you can do that for RantEM.com and the Wrestling Call-In Show. It is appreciated. Today you have it there. 12:48 in the AM. Let me see.
What about the wrestling shows?
We still got 24 listeners online. Also, I named everybody Surfer.
Yeah, I'm talking about for the podcast awards.
Oh. Rant EM, everybody. That's why I said Rant EM, everybody.
You said Rant EM, and then you got your personal show. What about my show? What about other people's show? What about Phil's show?
He did all of that.
I did all of that.
Did you vote for my show?
Did I not say Rant EM? If you, only reason why I did not say that, sir, because you have to have your own feed. That's why you have to have your own feed for that. And your feed will be Rant EM feed. Unless you have some other place your podcast is being shown or played.
Yeah, I do. But anyway.
Well, let's give us your... Well, give it...
Didn't mean to interrupt. I'm going back to watching cartoons.
Watching cartoons? What cartoons are you watching, sir?
Right now, I'm watching Superman, Batman, Public Enemies.
That was a very good one.
Oh, that was good. Will, that reminds me, Will.
So I'm not worried about it.
That was a very
hour. That reminds me, Will. What about what you know about Gotcha Man?
I know a lot about Gotcha Man. I grew up on Gotcha Man, sir. I grew up.
So did I.
I grew up when it was Battle of the Planets back in the day, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir.
Yes.
Gotcha Man is the original name for it.
Yep. It sure is. I don't care.
What about it, though?
I don't care if the worst. Thing that they
live action Gotcha Man?
The worst thing they ever... Well, that was supposed to happen, but it never did.
It did happen.
That was supposed to happen in 2012 in Japan.
What? What, the Gotcha Man movie?
Yeah, it was a live action over in Japan back in 2012, I believe.
It came out. It was garbage, but it came out.
It never came out in the States, though.
No, it wasn't from here.
Yeah, it was in Japan. I love Gotcha Man, though. I think the bad thing about it, though... When they came up with that Eagle Riders crap. When you did Eagle Riders.
That was garbage.
It's garbage.
Oh, garbage. That's right. That's what I wanted to tell you. Have you heard of what's the name of our site? Because I was watching AnimeTube.com.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Silverhawks all last night.
Mm-hmm. My thing about Silverhawks, man, and you didn't realize it then because you were a kid. Think about it, okay? That was some of the dumbest stuff in cartoon history.
Yeah,
you didn't think about it then because you were a kid. But if you think about it now, really? I mean,
it's like me. I was watching, like, for some reason, I started watching the old school Power Rangers,
mm-hmm.
like when I was young,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm looking at the episode. You know how many hokey shit? Mm-hmm. How they went from like a Japanese girl to a white girl, like, like you're like, what the, like, you know?
No. Yeah. And then the other thing I tell you too about the Power Rangers. As far as I know, to my distinction, they fought at night one time, and that was in the first movie. Every time they fought was broad daylight.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's some bullshit. Them motherfuckers 17, 18, like,
you
come know, on,
when
man.
You growing up, you thinking that that's all one show.
Right.
But then you grow up and they tell you, oh, those actually two shows put together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the fighting scene, that's the Japanese version. Mm-hmm. And then when, you know, the whole Angel Grove thing, that's what we got. That's what we got here in America, for us.
But I love Gotcha Man, though. I loved it. Gotcha Man 2012, one of the best OVAs out there. If you can, because it was a cartoon as well. So that came out. I got it right here somewhere. It was really, really good. So you can pick that up. Definitely do that. Gotcha Man was awesome. Oh my god!
What's your favorite anime?
I watch it in about 20 minutes.
Huh?
What's your favorite anime?
My favorite, I don't know, because I watch so much.
What? Yeah, I don't know. I got this thing for, I don't know if you ever watched it.
Mm.
In America, they call it Case Closed. In Japanese, they call it Detective Conan.
I hate Case Closed.
You don't. Oh my god! I love them.
I hated Case Closed. I hated Case Closed because it was too slow paced for me. About the only anime I really watched that was slow paced that I actually liked was Witch Hunter Robin. That was the only one I liked that was really slow paced anime.
And Death Note?
See, my kid likes Death Note. I understand the print, but my kid liked it better than me. But Witch Hunter Robin was cool. High School of the Dead was awesome. Mold Diver was cool.
What about Fishers of No Star?
See, that's old school, though.
That's old.
It was good. Don't get me wrong. It's old school. It was good. But Black Lagoon, awesome.
That was good. I'll give you that. That's one of the greatest.
The movies, holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Go back further than that, a little bit further than that. Devil Hunter Yoko was good to me. Yep. All six of OVAs. Like I said, I love Moldiver. I love that to death. People gonna laugh at me when I say this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Sailor Moon
was the shit.
Yeah, you can't talk shit about that.
if you watch the Japanese version, it's better than the one that came over.
Exactly. Hell yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, Dragon Ball Z. I'd rather watch the Japanese than American.
Yep.
Exactly.
What about Pokemon?
No.
The first few seasons, and then that was it.
No.
Let me just watch. You're a Jesse fan, right?
I watched a couple episodes.
You could be a king double. He's about to make a double.
Oh, God. She just got that ass.
You know he was working.
Oh, God. Somebody said Mask. That was back in the 80s. I didn't have no problem with Mask. I like Speed Racer. The dialogue was funny.
Speed Racer was decent.
It was decent. God, Mighty Orbots for as long as it lasted till they got to the creator of Orbot sued them. I like that too. Voltron was cool back in the day. I like Voltron.
Yes.
That was cool back in the day.
Which one?
The first ones. The very first ones, that first season. Season two was okay. Season three is just unbearable. Back in the day,
if you have to ask, you know what the hell we don't. You know the hell we don't like it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I'm fine. I'm talking about the Line Force. I ain't talking about the Car Voltron. That was suck.
The Car Voltron did suck. It was the better one.
I don't agree. I don't agree.
I get it. Y'all were kids, and lines were a lot cooler looking than cars. But if you look at the actual story, the Car Voltron was a better cartoon.
But I'm going to tell you why I didn't get into the Car Voltron, because of Transformers.
Exactly. That's it. Drop the mic, walk away.
That's why I never got to eat. Gundam was good with this.
Voltron was out before Transformers.
Whoa, hold up. That's not, if you're talking about Gundam, you have to be specific which one, because it's like seven different ones.
Gundam was
seven different stories.
Gundam was good with the exception of SD.
SD is rubbish. I ain't like that one.
I couldn't take HD. And that's a good point, sir, for that. Voltron came out before Transformers, but to me, there was nothing better than the Lions, man. Come on, man.
Whoa. Let me stop you right there. Voltron was out before Transformers in Japan. Mm-hmm. They came out here first. They came over to the States first, then Voltron. But Transformers was out way before Voltron was even thought of in Japan.
Well, you think Voltron came here?
They came here. Voltron came here in 86. Transformers was here. Actually, 2 years before.
Voltron was here before 86.
If you think about it, without Voltron, Power Rangers, it's not a lot of shit.
Someone said Centurions. I ain't got a problem with Centurions. They were cool. Power Extreme, they were cool. I don't know how the hell they was able to hold all that shit on them and able to stand up and walk and all that other bullshit. G.I. Joe, I'm dealing with you on G.I. Joe. Snake Eyes with shit. He was Snake Eyes with shit, man. I'm sorry.
What about GoBot?
And then of course the phrase that you got, and now you know, and learning this after battle. I never got into GoBots.
GoBots was for 5-year-olds.
Yeah, I never got into GoBots.
I'm about to say,
your Ollie Swags.
Damn Swags. GoBots, really?
Yeah, I was like almost 5 years old at that time.
Go on, watch them, dude. Go on, watch them.
Go ahead and flip
they
over.
They say that GoBots. They say that if you can't afford, like, to buy your kids Transformers, mm-hmm. you buy them GoBots.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's like this. You better keep some change on you, because there's always room for Transformers. always room for Transformers.
Yes, sir. That was like Legos and Mega Bloks.
You can't fuck with Legos.
Legos were the shit, Mega Bloks were the cheap ones.
There you go. You got a Lego block. You got a Lego block from the mall. You got the Mega Block from Family Dollar. real quick, one. Some other stuff I used to watch. Man, now it's all coming back to me.
I know Stevie Ray used to watch Jim and the Holograms.
Oh, and they're coming with that movie, too.
Yeah, he's going to watch that.
Don't you ever. As long as you call this show Swax, don't you ever say that again.
That's why I kept my mouth shut.
Hey, Jim, what's your name?
Don't no man watch no motherfucking Jim in the Holograms. Come on, dude. Really?
Hey, Jim, it's her name.
Yeah. Swax, you've been banned for 2 weeks.
Jim and the Holograms, really? Oh my goodness, alright. Let's go ahead and get on out of here. We got 23 listeners. I want to thank everybody in the chat for sticking with us through the whole Miss Destiny thing. I want to thank you for that. Thank you for just hanging
out. Yeah, that was nice.
I know, right? Yeah, she banned for 6 weeks. Let me go ahead real quick, get final thoughts and opinions out there, so we'll roll on out of here tonight. You know, the Surfer, you have any final thoughts, any opinions? Shot, you ain't picked Cena, but go ahead.
Yes, I'm glad that we have shown that there's no cheating involved.
No cheating.
Say. We are what a philosopher once told me.
What's that?
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Hashtag Deflategate. Swass, what you got to finish us up tonight?
What I have to say is New England is a cheater, and I hope they get their ass beat.
Well, we know that's not going to happen, but go on. We can all wish.
Tell us what you really feel, Swag. Right.
Maybe the Eagles will do it.
Yeah, the Eagles will do it.
The Eagles will get them, put them. The Eagles will beat them for the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Doggone it. Hold on one second. Let me do this. I have someone here, one of the listeners, still wants to call in, so I'm gonna try to, if I can get him in, fine. Let's see if I can send that to him. He's new to Skype, so I gave him my Skype ID to see if he can hit me up on that. So we'll see if we can get him on. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Big Tone, what you got?
What is my usual saying?
Fuck Goldberg.
Thank you. Goldberg. Thank you. I'll say it for all those bitches new to the download. Fuck Goldberg, because he's a bitch. Holly Owen, and this is for Tony C out there. Hulk Hogan acted like a straight up bitch on Monday night.
He so did.
That was Monday. Another one. Now, I hate to say it, but Outlaws are going to put the Ascension over. I don't want it to happen, but I got to give them the rub.
Oh, Phil.
And it's a possibility, and I don't know why, but I have this feeling Randy Orton's going to come out of nowhere and win it all.
He might. He just might. Phil Ray in the chat that said his wife still has the gym figure.
I will never kill my boy. I will leave that one alone. I'm like, I'll mess with that.
Truly outrageous. Hashtag truly outrageous, man.
Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
All right, Randy.
That's
man.
3 weeks.
Just keep adding to the total. All right, Randy, what you got, man?
Hey, let me see. Paige got no ass. AJ got no ass. And they overrated. That's it. That's all I gotta say.
He's gonna fit in perfectly.
Oh, he's gonna fit in just fine.
We need more Naomi's. That's what the fuck we need.
So, speaking of that, I just thought of her name. What happened? What's her name? What happened to your girl, Surfer? Not Naomi. The other chick you liked.
Alicia Fox.
No.
You talking about Tamina?
Yeah. What happened to Tamina? I know she was hurt. I know she was hurt, but she never came back.
Okay.
No, her niece.
That is kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
After playing AJ's bodyguard.
Mm-hmm. I know she got hurt, but she never came back. So we'll see if she comes back in the future. She can be a big help to him, too, if she comes back and they let these damn girls work. All right. Give me a hello to my co-host, Stevie Ray. What you got, man?
What's up, baby?
Oh, what you got?
Okay.
Go ahead.
First of all, you are not verbal diarrhea. Second of all, I would like Miss Lisa to retract her statement.
Okay.
Shave your legs another time, then come back and tell us.
There you go.
I could add a couple other things to that, but I'm not going to, but leave that alone.
Real quick, before we finish, let me get Matt. Matt, what's up, man? Let me see if I can get Matt on here. Matt, what's up, man?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Man, hitting it in late. Sorry, getting in here right when you guys were closing shop.
Yeah, I just want to get you on real quick, get you accustomed to everybody. We got Swax on with us. We got Stevie Ray with us. We got Randy with us. We got Big Tone with us. Anything you want to say about the Rumble real quick before we get on out?
Oh, man. I just hope they make it worthwhile for WrestleMania. Here's their chance to redeem themselves from last year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're going to really make up for that bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Have, Batista come in at 30 again and...
He didn't say Batista.
That'd be like the... Who? Rey Mysterio.
No, Rey Mysterio came out 30 last year.
And here's my...
Yeah, I know, but that'd be great if Batista came out as 30 this year.
Oh, yeah, and he wins, so that'd be hilarious.
When I did the Rant EM Rumble, who I think is going to win the Rumble, because we've never seen it before, is John Cena wins the championship match, Randy Orton wins the Royal Rumble, because that's just a match that I've always wanted to see, Randy Orton versus John Cena.
Again?
No, I'm just messing with you guys.
Okay, good. Thank goodness.
Do not put that in the atmosphere.
I do want to say this though, and my concern about this pay per view is what we got coming up next month. And again, Tony C's not here to defend it, but I'm gonna say this: I've never seen a pay per view that has to make up for two things. This pay per view is gonna have to hit because Fastlane is gonna suck. Because they're saying right now they're redoing that event. Because the match that was leaked earlier was only a poster, was only a holder match. They're saying now the main event is going to end up being leaked out. They got leaked out. Roman Reigns versus Big Show and Everything Goes match. If that's going to be your damn main event, Fastlane is going to suck. So I've never seen a pay-per-view have so much pressure on it in terms of hitting. Because this pay-per-view is going to have to absorb whatever Fastlane doesn't give you, and then it's going to have to make sure that WrestleMania is done right.
I wouldn't mind that main event, because if Reigns is fighting Big Show in a main event, that means he didn't win the Rumble.
That's true. That's the only positive you can take from it, though.
Well, yeah, but that's a big positive, because I don't think he's well down the road from being ready to main event WrestleMania.
You see it the way we do. Who do you think is going to win the Rumble, Matt?
It has to be Daniel.
Okay.
Or everyone's going to riot. You know what I mean? It's just got to be that way.
Yeah, because you imagine if he holds fast, and I think Vince has that possibility to do it. Once you're his favorite, once you're in that clubhouse, that's it. So we'll see. I think Daniel Bryan's going to win it too.
If he wins it, any three of those people in that championship match, if he faces them, it's an interesting match. If it's Daniel Bryan and John Cena, that's going to be a good match. If it's Daniel Bryan and Brock Lesnar, that's going to be an awesome match. And then if it's, Seth Rollins, that's going to be a great match. So, I mean, it's a great match, whoever you... Exactly. So it's
match.
A great... It's a win-win. It's like a no... You can't lose
exactly,
in that situation.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Matt Legend just said Reigns wins by Terrell Owens screw job.
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, he did say that.
Did you imagine, like, Roman Reigns is, like, dead ass. Like, WWE decides, like, fuck it. Take everybody out. He just takes out Daniel Bryan. He takes out other big people. Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose. Yo, they're going to turn on him so bad, it's going to be ridiculous.
All right, let me head on over back to Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray, go ahead and finish it with final thoughts so we can roll out of here, because the brother has to go to work tomorrow.
All right, first of all, Fastlane should be like we've described the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It should be black. It should be black oriented, but I doubt if it's going to happen. I'm talking about New Day, new title. New Day gets the titles and everything.
I'm trying to figure. So basically, you get the new
get the title. What are they bringing, the 6-man championship back or what? You gonna fight the Freebirds?
Hey, there's gonna be a free. There's gonna be a Freebirds clause in the contract.
Oh, I don't even think the Freebirds would even fight New Day.
Freebird rules.
Yeah, he wouldn't. You know, oh, racist ass Michael PSA is wanting to fight the damn New Day.
Oh, that'll be some. That'll be crazy. His racist ass won't allow that shit.
Nope. Nope.
We'll get Harley Race to be their manager.
Yeah, but
that hurts.
But I'm trying to figure out how, because you okay, two win the tag titles, one can win the IC belt.
Kofi,
they ain't gonna take that US belt off Rusev. Not like that, they won't. And Alicia Fox can come out of nowhere and win a Divas title.
Y'all right.
See, that is coming out of nowhere.
Then they all turn heel and they change their name to Dark Day. Damn. There's a Dark Day coming.
Damn.
Yep. That sounds possible, though.
See, if we're gonna change the name, we might as well get Naomi, because she has to have the same tone as the brothers.
There you go.
Call it the Nation.
Someone said Colonel Rob Parker demanded them.
Oh, please.
Colonel Rob Parker got too much to deal with already.
Yeah,
he has to deal with the Harlem Heat.
Yep, I don't want to see Rob Parker do that. Alright, so we got some good things going on.
You don't think Titus O'Neil will join the New Day?
No.
No, he's a botch. He can fill up a whole Botchamania video.
Twice.
Titus O'Neil, if you put him as a mouthpiece, he's not that bad. No. As a wrestler, he sucks. A mouthpiece?
That mumble mouth motherfucker, come on, please.
If that's all he's doing is being a mouthpiece, it'd be great.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if that's all
you put him on a suit and just have him talk, and that's it.
My boy Phil said, #Black Panther Party.
Oh, God. If they're going to do it, February's the month.
It's going to have to be. It's going to have to be, because there ain't going to be no other time. Now, let me take the Alicia Fox statement back. They can do that for Naomi. I will say that.
But you know what's really going to happen, right?
What?
Vince McMahon is going to have every, for February, he's going to have every week have someone beat the crap out of the black people. That's what he's going to do. This is a man don't give a shit. He's gonna write,
he said, my company. Because Martin Luther King got this month, not y'all.
And then what happened to Martin Luther King? Who got killed? I think it was who was it? I think it was R-Truth that got killed on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Was it R-Truth?
I know it was one of the brothers.
I know R-Truth was the most predominant.
Yeah.
So it probably was him.
And he got screwed at capital punishment. He got screwed. Should have beat Cena. Should have beat Cena capital punishment. He could have lost the belt the next night on Raw. I still believe that. Matt Legend said, "What about Otunga?" No, we don't claim.
We don't claim.
No, he's not. No, Otunga's not one of us.
I heard he wrestled a house show like a week ago.
Yeah, he did. He did. He ain't even allowed to be at the Black Achievement Awards. I'll tell you that right now.
Nope. He can be on the outside.
He can get everyone coffee.
Yeah, he can do the bus boy.
Get coffee, some coffee.
There you go.
That's right. He can change his gimmick, and his new name can be Dark Roast.
Oh, damn. That is true.
Oh, man. Matt, you're going to fit in just fine, too, my brother. You're going to fit in just fine, too. All right. Go ahead and finish up, Stevie Ray, because I want you to get everything out there.
I'm done for right now.
Be good? Okay.
No more thoughts.
Hey, the surfer got off the call, right?
Surfer. Yeah, he jumped off.
See, because I got beef with him and Jordan Cobb on the comic book show last week for tearing down the Gotham. So I just want them to know that if it's not this week or it's next week, I'm going to have a bone to pick with Jordan Cobb, because they're sitting there tearing down Gotham, and, you know, I was reading comic books when he was still cutting out dark pictures of the Dark Phoenix and hiding them underneath his bed, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
So,
I will say,
let's put it like this. If you have beef, let them know.
There you go.
I will.
I will say this too. Season 2 of Gotham has not been anywhere near season 1. So, I will say
It's only 2 in.
Yeah,
so.
It's only 2 in. So, we'll see.
Yeah, but, what's your name?
I'm sorry. It's season 2 already?
Uh-huh.
God dang.
No, it's still season 1.
It's still season 1.
No, yeah, it's the mid
season. It's still season 1. It's the
second half. It's the second half of season 1.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just as cool.
But you know what? You know what it is? What it is for me is they're sitting there tearing it down when, you know, it shows, like, Gotham and stuff that are bringing... You know what? I can't get my wife to read a comic book with me, but you know what? She'll sit down and watch Gotham with me because she's interested in it. And just because it doesn't follow the canon or this doesn't line up that... You know what I mean? How many times have comic books went off their own canon and just went way south? You know what I mean? So if it's pulling people in and it's giving interest back into the industry... Because let me tell you, if it wasn't for Iron Man and Marvel with their movies that they started out about 10 years ago, the comic book industry was dying. It was dying. Dead.
I agree.
And it was those movies that Spider-Man? Brought everyone back into it again.
I agree.
But Spider-Man.
Totally agree. Huh?
Yeah.
But you know,
Spider-Man. Spider-Man. It made a hiccup, but it wasn't nowhere like Avengers and Iron Man. My wife's excited now to go see Avengers and Iron Man and all those things. So, I mean, hey, if it's bringing more people in, if you don't like it, then, you know, say your piece, but don't sit there and tear it down because... You know what? Follow the canon,
right?
You know what? Then they tear down Gotham because I think they're more like Marvel heavy. They're not. If you hear the show, they talk more Marvel than DC,
right?
And I'm a Marvel guy.
You hear them talk about Agents of Shield and all that shit. I can't. I'm sorry. I tried to watch one episode of Agents of Shield. I couldn't take it.
I'm not into. Gotham,
I enjoy both. I enjoy both shows. I take it for what they are.
I'm going to tell you the show.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you the new show I can't get into, and maybe that'll just bring me even more heat than I've gotten on this network.
Flash.
No.
Total Divas.
I can't get into that either.
That's a joke.
But
that show is the shit, man.
I still don't get Agent Carter.
Oh.
I don't understand that one.
I haven't watched it.
You see, on that show, they talked about it like it was the best thing since sliced bread.
Right. I can't get into it. I can't. I've watched everything. I can't get into it for some reason. So I'm not going to quit on it just yet. But I just can't get into Agent Carter. I can't. All right, everybody. I want to say thank you. Thank you for calling in tonight, Mac. Thank you for being here. I appreciate that.
No problem.
We got you on the late. Stevie Ray. Yep. As always, Big Tone, as always, Swax, as always, Surfer, as always, everybody in the chat, thank you so very much for being here. Please tune again next week. I'll be here next week. Hopefully get Royal Rumble results in. Hopefully everybody who we want to win wins. If John Cena wins, I'm protesting. Other than that,
Swax, you got 3 weeks. Remember that.
fucking Jim and a holograms. Get out of here with that shit. Get out of here.
Pound puppies.
Right. Who Agent Phil, Agent Carter is delicious. What? She delicious.
I'm gonna let that go.
Really? I'm gonna let that one go. I never heard somebody be compared to dessert. All right, everybody. Thank y'all for being here tonight.
She's delectable.
Like I said, I just can't get into the show. All right, guys. Thank y'all for being here tonight, and I will see y'all again next week. Everybody, please take care.
See ya.
Peace. Have a good night, everybody.